The following program is rated TV-MA-N-O-C. It contains a big pair of nuts directly on your chin. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Go to the fucking gym.
Obesity is epidemic in the United States and a major cause of death.
What is fat-tivism?
I, a fat person, am sharing my own lived experience.
Pizza is a vegetable.
Your fat-phobia is your problem.
It is not my place as a smaller-bodied white man to comment on it.
Radical body positivity.
What can men do against such reckless hate?
There's only one man who can help me.
This is for you new people. I only have one rule. Everyone fights, no one quits.
This day we fight!
Full Normath.
The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, the bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
Testing, 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 test, 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 testing, testing, testicles, testing, testicles, testicles. Welcome everyone to episode 291 of the Daily Mother Swole, the most muscular swolecast, beercast, broadcast, gangcast, mancast, pimpcast, sleevescast, and slaycast in the realm. Because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. What's going on? Beaches, booshes, bustas, hustles, and ya hoes. It's your boy Papa Swolio back with another episode. And today's episode of the Beastcast is brought to you, is powered, is sponsored by Everesting K2, flexing on all you beeshills.
Fucking Catalina Wine.
Fucking Catalina Wine.
The fucking Catalina Wine.
All right, fam, hit the thumbs up button live on Rumble. Thank you so much for being here. We have overtime right after today's episode. So if you are ready for a little shake and bake with Papa and the fam, make sure you head on over to SwoleNormousX.com. Join the fam today because we have an amazing overtime segment for members only. Brand new Drive While Gaining, brand new Balls Deep edits. It's going to be lit. Looking forward to it. All right, overtime going down in the Daily Swole Telegram chat right at the end of today's episode. There is no doubt about it. All right, let's get into today's episode. Are you ready, Beaches? More gorillas. I want to hear it. More gorillas. All right, let's get into the show today. Overtime going on right after. Make sure you hit the thumbs up button. Also, today I am rocking the brand new Swole Park shirt. You can see it right here. Let me get the wow.
Wow.
Wow. 20% off new releases. Go over to papaswolio.com. Shameless plug, pick up some new Swole Park merch. We also have the grid design. We got two designs over there, brand new drops. We do new stuff every single week, if you don't know. But you can always check over on the page because we have a new design, at least one new design every single week. So make sure you check out the new releases section over there at papaswolio.com. Let's get into today's episode. Again, drop in the comments what you're smashing today, and let's summon the Falcon. That's a beauty. That's the beauty of a FEF card. If you don't know what FEF is, FEF means fuck 'em Friday. So that means delete, unfollow, unfriend, get rid of old subscriptions, get rid of contacts in your phone, get rid of people and things in your environment. Just a weekly reminder to clean out your shit and understand that your environment, the things and the people you surround yourself with, is going to be a major factor in whether or not you're making progress in all areas of your life. Of course, we talk about the seven pillars all the time. And pillar number one, community, which is your environment. It's not just people. Community means everything in your environment. So pillar number one could have been environment, but really community. People understand community. You have to explain environment a little bit more, but community does include your environment. It does include the people and the things that you surround yourself with, the things you listen to. Podcasts, not the Daily Swole. You don't want to be a Matt Damon. Of course, you're going to still watch the Daily Swole, but other things that do not bang your ear holes and feel as good. Some things bang your ear holes and eye holes, and it doesn't feel good. It's like sandpaper, but the Daily Swole just slides right on in there, and of course, you obviously enjoy it. So make sure that you are doing your little FEF cleaning this week. Okay, also, in just 9 days, fam, P3S10 drops April 14th, the day of episode 2900. SwoleNormousX.com/signature. SwoleNormousX.com/signature. Make sure that you bookmark the page, 24 hours only. Of course, I'll make the announcement. I'll send out an email and a swole text and all that. Anyone can purchase it. It's a mystery design. It will show up and you will fucking love it. The P3S9 is going to blow your nips off already. So you can only imagine what P3S10, and I really love P3S9. I love it. P3S10 is going to be special too. It's going to be awesome. So anyway, April 14th, looking forward to it. Let's get into that tip. Pooh, babe, just an inch. It's cold outside. All right, post from the Soul Fam. Let's get into that tip. First one we got is from Brian.
What's in the box?
Brian. That soundboard just got me for a second. We do it all the time. What's in the box?
What's in the box?
All right. Brian says, been focusing on a lower carb diet, mainly carnivore, but I eat sweet potatoes and fruit like pineapple, strawberries, and mango. My sugar intake has been much lower than when I wasn't focusing on eating less sugar. Well, that makes sense. I feel more focused with more beef in my diet. My sugar intake has been much lower than when I wasn't focusing on eating less sugar. Yeah, that makes sense. Good. You're being successful with it. Keep it up. And, you know, pineapple and mango, I like mango, especially when it's mango season, much higher impact on your blood sugar. So there are other fruits too that you might want to experiment with, Brian. Blueberries are lower impact, you know, in terms of the glycemic index. You have other fruits that might digest in a different way. So try different ones, see what works best for you. But meat and fruit is gold. You know, oranges can be good because remember when you're eating fruit, you're not juicing these things. You're not mainlining sugar. What you're doing is you're eating, you're getting all the polyphenols, you're getting the fiber and all the other benefits of the fruit, but it slows down the absorption because you're not eating them as fast. You might pound a couple apples, but it's not the same as drinking 16 ounces of apple juice, which is like the equivalent. You'll know if you ever made orange juice, you ever like kind of squeeze orange juice yourself. It takes like 8 or 10 oranges to make a glass. I mean, of course, it depends on the orange, the size and how juicy it is, but it takes a lot of oranges. So if you're drinking a glass of orange juice, just, you know, depends on if it's like freshly squeezed and whatnot. You're getting a lot more sugar than you would if you would eat. How many oranges are you going to eat in a sitting? 1, 2? Like, otherwise, you know, you're getting to work. If you're eating more than 2 oranges in one time, you're probably hungry. Eat some beef and then have your oranges. Have both. It's okay. But you get the point. Try different fruits. Kat says, well, holy leg day, Swole fam. Just finished my maximum swole workout and these babies are like noodles. I love it though. Always feel amazing after the gym. Now to head home and cook up some protein to finish my off day or finish off my day. Also decide to start creatine 2 weeks ago and my legs have gained an inch already. So I guess I finally reached my saturation. Now to keep going and turn that water into fine. Ooh, I like it.
Oh, you can.
I like it. Good for you, Kat. Enjoy those gains. And like I always say, creatine's great. Creatine's great for women too. Let's get into a couple emails. Fam, you do not have to only be getting the Knowledge Cock here on the Daily Swole. Go to makeemailswoleagain.com, get on the email list, and I will bang your inbox. You like that, wouldn't you? You would like that, and I think you do like it. If you're on the email list, you like it. Sending out tons of emails, and nice little snippets and things to kind of hit right what you need during the day. So go to makeemailswoleagain.com. That's makeemailswoleagain.com and sign up for the email list. We got one from the intermittent fasting email and one from the resolutions email. Let's do the resolutions first. How about those resolutions? Eric says, hey, Papa, you know, I'm all in to going to the gym, but I just had a rotator cuff tear and that takes out halfway upper body. Help. What do I do? Been going heavy legs and obviously half of my upper body is all I can do. Is there a better way to approach this? Me and a couple buddies appreciate what you put out. Keep it up. Well, thank you for being on the email list, Eric. Sorry to hear about your rotator cuff. It depends on the severity of the tear and where the tear occurs. There's different muscles. So you can be doing light rehab exercise and things to strengthen it. Like, that's going to be important. You just don't want to sit there all the time. There might be a certain period if it's a full tear where you might need to be in a sling. But so it really depends on what muscles. But you can do rotator cuff exercise. You can do wall angels. You know, it depends on the severity. And if you've gotten a medical opinion or a therapist that tells you to avoid certain things, it really depends on where the tear is. So the rotator cuff is, there's four muscles. It's the infraspinatus, supraspinatus, subscapularis, and the teres minor. So there's four muscles that will do internal rotation, abduction, and external rotation. They don't all do those things, but the teres minor does internal rotation. The supraspinatus is on top, and it does the beginning degrees of abduction, like a lateral raise and a front raise, and it travels under the bone, the clavicle. So that's why you can get pain raising your arm over your head with certain muscles. Sometimes you get radiating pain down your arm. External rotation, the infraspinatus. So the teres minor also does internal rotation with the subscapularis. Anyway, a little kinesiology there. Or maybe the teres minor does external rotation too. There are certain things that they do when the muscles or arms are overhead. So it really depends on the positioning. But rather than going too much into the weeds with that, there's four muscles that will stabilize the shoulder joint. So doing light exercise, bands and things like that, really good rehab exercises that can aid in the repair, depending on where you are in your journey and depending where you are with the actual injury itself, like how severe it is and did it just happen, this, that, and the other. So yeah, it's really hard to do any kind. Like, can you do, it's not like you hurt your triceps. You could still do a little bit of chest if you have like one of those elbows bent pec flies. Like, you really can't do a lot of stuff because the stabilization, the shoulder joint is compromised. So a lot of these movements are going to be very risky or painful. So you really want to do what you can when it comes to yoga or rehab exercise or club swinging, very, very light Indian club, very, very light. If you're cleared to do that, you know, you have to come back with stabilization exercise and full range of motion. Is intermittent fasting magic? Mauricio. Thank you, Papa Swole. I started eating better food and going to the gym. I feel so much better, and I am 20 pounds less. Wow. Now I leave you. I'm going to the fucking gym. That's what I'm talking about. Now I shall leave you. Well, now we're leaving the tip, and we're going full-blown knowledge dog. Let's get into it. Oh, it's fancy. It's fancy indeed. Let's do it. Let's get into some questions. Live questions, hashtag ask Papa Swolio, drop in the chat, and we will get into it. Okie dokie. Dun, 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 dun. If you want to call into the show also, you can call in askpapaswolio.com. You can record a message. So askpapaswolio.com if you want to call into the show. Let's get into some Instagram questions. If you have live ones, use the hashtag and drop in the comments.
What's in the box?
Rulaf. Papa Swolio, ab workouts for women. The same ab workouts that I would recommend a man do. The abs do the same thing on a female that they do on a male. So crunches, leg raises with spinal extension and flexion. Make sure you're arching your back and rounding your back. Get that full range. You can do ab crunches. You can do machine crunches. There are certain machines that are really good. The most important thing is you want to make sure you're getting spinal stretch. You want to get that extension. And then you want to get, you know, the full contraction. You want to get that rounding of the spine. If you're just on your back or you're hanging leg raise, just raising your legs up and down, that's hip flexor work. It's not really a lot of abdominal work. You might get some isometric resistance, but it's not really the lengthening and the shortening that you need. So you want to train it with a full range of motion like any other body part. Well, most other body parts. Some can benefit more from partial range of motion, but a little bit more detailed. So ab workouts for women, all that stuff. Yoga is great. There's so many great things, but it's usually going to be overall muscle building. You want to see your abs. You want to have a flatter stomach. It's going to come down to your hormones, getting off things like birth control, not medical advice, but all these other medications that people take, all the phthalates and the endocrine disruptors in your environment. All these things are going to retain more water, fuck up your hormones. So women, men are susceptible to hormone and endocrine system changes, but women even more so. Women have inconsistent endocrine systems just naturally because of your menstrual cycle. You can definitely decrease the amplitude and severity and cramping and issues with proper nutrition and sleep and all these other environmental changes. All right, Nini EMS 604. Pomposolio, what are the best exercises for back and arms? There's no best exercise for anything. There's no best exercises for back and arms. It really depends on what you're trying to target with your back and arms. Everyone's different. There's a lot of different exercises for the back. Some might work better than others. Do you want more width? Do you want more thickness? Do you want more separation? Do you want certain areas of your back? Lower back, upper back, width? Hold on a second. So in terms of, yeah, it really depends on if you want thickness or width. That's what she said. And arms, the same thing. So let's say for arms, you just need a good curl, maybe a preacher curl, an incline curl. Some people like incline curls. You could do a supinating curl where you're rotating the arm, you're doing supination and elbow flexion. You can also do hammer curls, so you can develop different areas of your arms. Are you male or female? Women want different things than men. So, and women are going to be, I don't want to say compromised in building muscle, but more it's going to be easier for a man overall to build more muscle. So it really depends on where you want the density of the muscle and which areas of these body parts you're trying to target. So back, you could do some sort of a lat pull down. You want to work something in the sagittal plane and frontal plane. So you can, if you want some more width, you can go for maybe like a wide grip pull down, but also any kind of lat work is going to be good. You can do a high row. I personally always have some sort of a high row or a pullover for back. I have a pullover machine, which is better than a dumbbell pullover, but that works the lats in entirety. A high row, you could do a kneeling high row. You could do any kind of cable row, but anything where the elbow is more tucked in, it's going to work more your lats. Wider, it's going to work a little bit more teres major. It might work a little bit more of the upper lat region than if you're doing more elbow tucked in. So you're going to get different results from that. And in terms of triceps, any kind of tricep pushdown is great, but I would choose one that's going to hit all the heads more. So if you're doing triceps extensions, you could just do a straight push down, or you can flare your elbows a little bit, use an extra long rope, or do a one arm crossbody where you're going to get a little bit more of the inside part of your tricep, a little bit more of the long head in addition to the medial head and the short head of the triceps. And if you want to hit those more, you can do some sort of a JM press. You could do skull crushers. You could do overhead tricep extensions to get more the lateral and the medial head of the triceps, more of the outer portion. So dips are great for that also. All right. Christy Yurisova. Pomposolio, do you prefer bananas or apples? That's a good question. I wouldn't say I eat both. We have apples and I have bananas. So do I prefer? I can't even say I prefer. It depends. If I want something a little juicier, I'm going to have an apple. If it's right before a workout, depends. But I had a banana earlier. So bananas are good, but I wouldn't choose one over the other. I like them both. E Ortega 6, Pomposolio, my girl dumped me for a guy that, my girl dumped me for a guy that benches less than me. Any advice? That's good for you. Good for you. Let's get a fucking clap. Good for you.
I gave it a fucking 10.
Now you can use this like a slap in the tits and be like, oh my God, that's a rug pull, bro. But at the same time, she saved you. She saved you from putting up with her. Oof, that's great news for you, man. That's great news for you. That's great news for you. That's a big red flag. You just didn't know that was a red flag. So she's into the soy boys. Let me ask you, E. Ortega, is she on birth control? Probably. You know, hormonal birth control makes the female, her body thinks she's pregnant. So she's going to look for a more nurturing and soft and weaker soy boy beta male. So, yeah. She's going to realize she goes off birth control. She's like, all right, I'm ready to start a family. Ew, who's this weakling that I'm with? And then she's going to cheat on him and then be a single mom and be like, crushing it, doing TikToks with her child. And everyone thinks she's used baggage. All right. She saved you from herself. Good. She has bad taste. That was a little rant there. All right. F3, Captain Hook. Papa Swolio, how much does your hair increase your strength? Oh, I can't quantify that. That's a real hard thing to quantify. Much. Muchly. Let's do that. Muchly. Muchly. How much does your hair? Very much so. It's kind of same thing with the beard. It's kind of, it's this vicious cycle where I'll have the long hair increases my strength and then the strength increases the hair, which increases the strength. And it's like this vicious cycle, kind of like a tornado. Another reason why I wear the glasses, people say, why are you wearing sunglasses inside? But everyone here knows about my myoswolitis. I have the windows blocked off. I have the artificial lights because it's not UV. It's not hitting my photoreceptors. So this is very important. I block the photoreceptors. I block light hitting my eyes because my photo, like I, it might be considered a superpower, but the more light that my eyes receive, essentially inhibits my myostatin gene and I can't stop building muscle. So I block it. That way I don't get too fucking swole. I'm already, it'll just be, I'll look like one of those cows that has that genetic deformity and they're just like muscles on muscles. So I'm trying to temper it as much as I can. It's not easy. A lot of people go to the gym and they train hard and they do all this stuff to build more muscle. I do everything in my life. Everything in my life is to try to temper my muscle building. It's trying to temper the swoleness. I'm trying to dull it down. I'm trying. I'm doing the best that I can. You understand my lived experience. Sally Wood X, any suggestion for how to exercise with menopausal aches all over my body? Well, we just kind of talked a little bit about, I can't really answer this question without knowing more, but you need to check out our content on the elimination diet, eating more animal, high quality animal foods, getting rid of endocrine disruptors. I would say start off with that great book, Estro Generation, but getting yourself on high quality, like beef liver and organ meats and eating a lot of steak and eggs and fruit, getting sunlight, changing your lifestyle habits. A lot of what women deal with and the severity, I should say, because everyone's going to hit menopause. Like this is a natural process of life, but that kind of like decay that you feel as you get older, you're going to really limit the severity of that by being healthier, by taking care of yourself, by lifting weights and training like a beast, because when that moment comes, it's going to be less severe and it might be delayed. You're going to be a stronger, more vibrant individual later in life. So yoga is great, but the nutrition for these types of aches, you're going to have a higher amplitude of these hormone swings, especially if you're not getting, if your environment is chaotic and you have a lot of, you know, petrochemicals and stuff like that, amplifying the issues. Kara Papasolio, which is better, cold showers or warm showers? I'm not of the group that you take cold shower, because I cold plunge and I'll take cold showers if I feel like it, but I also take a warm shower. I'm grateful to have the technology where I didn't have to be an emperor of Rome to get like a warm bath. So I know they had like, they had baths and stuff and they had like the Roman baths, right? They had like warm and they lit fires and I get it. But I think you also get my point too. So I'm not against, I don't melt if I take a warm shower. Oh, I can't take a warm shower. I like cold plunging, but I also like warm showers. I don't think you should be heating and steaming the shit out of yourself. I do like the sauna, but I don't think like scalding water is necessarily good for you either. But once in a while, I don't mind warm showers. Sometimes I'll turn it cold at the end. It really depends on what I've been doing. If you don't have a cold plunge or you don't have access to any of that stuff, I would just, cold showers are a great way to start. Cold showers are great. And some of you guys that have like well water, you have like actual cold water. In the summer, it's hard to take a cold shower in Florida because just it heats up so quick. Let's see, Ellie, from someone who's going through that now, any last minute questions? For someone who's going through that now, menopause, mobility has allowed me to not have the joint aches and adding more collagen to my diet. Menopause gave me brain fog for a while. Nutrition helped a lot, says Loretta. Nick says, Papa Solio, what do you think about the current destruction of pedo fitness? I mean, Planet Fitness. What's the update with that? I think I still have that tweet pinned on my X account. I think I still have that tweet pin saying, like, don't cancel your gym memberships to Planet Fitness. Hopefully it is. That's what you get. You deserve that. They deserve it. That company deserves it. The fact that they've doubled down and tripled down, I've seen how they kept on, we shared it on the podcast. They keep on putting out these like briefings or to keep on continuing this insanity. So good. Let them wither. Let people speak with your dollars. That's what I'm saying. Cancel your gym memberships. Go somewhere else. That should be a last resort anyway. A gym that's designed for weakness? Pass. It's been a woke ass gym since the beginning. It's like, oh, are people scary? Are people more muscular than you? Oh, do you feel bad about yourself because you've been trashing your body your whole life? Oh, well, we have a good gym for you. We have bagel parties and pizza parties, and you know, we won't judge you. We won't try to push you, and no one can wear like, you know, stringers or show their muscles too much or drop weights. We'll make sure that we kick people out that, oh, put the heavy weights down. They don't put them down soft enough for your sensitivities. Screw that place. All right. Let's see what we got here. Any other questions? Ellie says, maybe I'm in too small a town, but my Planet Fitness hasn't let any man into the women's locker room. Well, they're not letting men. They're just not kicking them out or penalizing. These are just men saying that they're women. So the question is, they don't have to like actively let them in, but their policy states to essentially facilitate it. Yeah, you can't wear a stringer in the gym, but you can hang dong in a women's locker room. It's insane. So the question is, what happens when that actually does occur? Yep. All right, let's get into some balls deep, and then we got overtime, of course. Good stuff.
That's deep.
All right, let's see what we got here. Pick a number 1, 2, and 3. 1, 2, or 3. Let's see. Positive Charisma says, I genuinely used to love Planet Fitness. I utilized the hell out of that cheap place. I left years ago when I realized it's just a vagrant washroom. And that's the problem when you have really cheap memberships. So they shotgun blast any area they'll like. They just shotgun blast memberships everywhere. Really dirt cheap. So I get it. It's inexpensive. But then you have people that just pay $10 a month to... They live in their cars and just shower in the gym and stuff like that. And in certain areas, it can be really, really slummy. Really slummy. Just the fundamental fact that they are not allowing people to have peace of mind when they're in their most vulnerable state. If you're a female and you're changing, you shouldn't have a dude just sitting there watching you. It's creepy. It's creepy. As if creeps are not going to take advantage of this. So, not good. Not good. All right, let's go with Lavash Armo 3 to the corner. You'll never be a woman. This is what it's called. The video is titled,
"What's in the box?"
In the folder, it says, "You'll never be a woman." Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
What? You look like a man. You'll never be a... You look like a man. You'll never be a woman. Look at me. I'm already succeeding as being a woman. People say, "Hello, ma'am," when I, like, walk out in public. This is what I look like. This is pretty damning evidence against me being a man. I look like a woman, and I'm not wearing any makeup. I'm not using any filters. I just look like this, and I look like a woman, and that's the end of the story.
Taos is a fucking prison on planet bullshit in the galaxy of this sucks camel dicks.
You don't look like a woman. You look like a very masculine woman. You look like a man wearing a wig. Yeah, you look just, you can tell in the face. You can't get around it. You can't get around it. Like at first glance, if you're not paying attention or you don't have good eyesight or the person doesn't speak, yeah, like, you know, if you're looking at someone, the back of someone's head in a crowd, but you see the way like a man stands, there's something that's just off right away. You notice it. You notice it right away as a human being. Your body, your mind just doesn't process. Something is off. And it's because of the body structure, the way the person carries. Because you've seen so many men and you've seen so many women. And it's also in our DNA. Okay? It's also in our DNA. It's also in our genetics. We know when something is off with another human. It's just what we've evolved to recognize. The Adam's apple doesn't help either, says Cerny. Yeah, fact. The face is just male. It's a very mat, and you sound like a dude. So it comes down to, am I the rude one? Am I mean? Am I mean because I say you look like a dude? Like, I disagree. You don't look like a woman. I understand you want to. You can think you are, but it doesn't change the fact, like, no, not there yet. Because you're not. Look, you're just not. Why is this all? This whole trans stuff, it's really like, it seems like people that would normally do cosplay that are like, oh yeah, you're going to put on a fucking costume? Well, watch me become the costume. It's leveling up. It's people that would normally put on outfits and dress like anime and go to a convention for a little bit. Now it's people that are, no, I'm going to cut my fucking dick off. No, I'm going to insert these silicone tits, you know? It's like people just one-upping themselves. It's cosplay. You're cosplaying as a female. But, so when you're cosplaying, you're essentially pretending. The problem with it is not that you're doing it. It's a weird thing to do. It's definitely gender dysphoria. It's definitely something, serious mental concerns. But it's when you want me to cosplay. I don't want to cosplay. I don't want to cosplay. I don't want to play that game. I don't want to play. I don't want to do that. I'm fine with the reality. I'm fine with reality. Not so much of a fan of your cosplaying. It's literally being forced into an anime convention. The whole world is this big cosplay. It's Comic-Con and you're forced to go. That's what it is. I don't want to, when I go to a coffee shop, I don't want to. I don't want to go to Comic-Con. If I go to the gas station, I don't want to go to Comic-Con. I'm going to the gas station. If I wanted to go to Comic-Con, I would go to Comic-Con. And I definitely don't go. All right. Hashtag Feff for a chance to win today's Swole Car. We got another video. We saw the Swole Fam drop numbers 1, 2, and 3. We are going to, let's see. Aaron said number 1. That's what it's going to be. This is talking to kids about fat phobia. Diversity vocabulary for kids with fat phobia. Aaron.
What's in the box?
Enjoy your trip to the corner.
Let's talk to kids about fat phobia. Here's how I might use Beautifully Me by Nabella Noor to start a simple conversation. Wow, so many of us have internalized fat phobia.
What sounds did your mouth just make?
Fat phobia is the untrue idea that all fat bodies are bad or unhealthy.
But that's not true, Mr. Brent.
That's what untrue means. But you're right. All bodies are beautiful and all bodies can be healthy. But many people have been taught from an early age that skinny bodies are best.
Skinny bodies aren't even soft or fun to hug.
You're not wrong, but I...
So are we talking about children wanting to hug skinny bodies or hug... Why are kids hugging fat bodies? This is such why are, okay, look, if you're gay, I'm not saying you're a pedophile. Okay. But we all know that so many of these, you know, trans and these activists are just, they're pro pedo. You know, they're trying to decrease sentencing minor attracted persons. We know this is all pushing towards essentially no age of consent or lowering the age of consent. Essentially, a lot of this stuff is geared towards, it's all sexualizing children. And the issue with this sounds different, right? It sounds different. The fat phobia. Oh, it's fat phobia, Papa Swolio. They're not talking about gender. Well, it's the same ideology. It's the same mindset. It's the same ideology. It's the same cult. It's the same thing. It's just a different aspect of it. It's marginalization. It's the breakdown of language. It's the separation of the kids from their parents. It's the breakdown of anything analytical and quantitative. Everything's on a spectrum. Everything is, oh, it's in between this and this. And there's just so many options. It's the same mindset. So the problem is this kind of ideology is filtered into everything. It's filtered into math and English and all this different stuff, geography, history. So when that ideology that kids are learning everything is based on, it's based on this rot, this Marxist rot. So what you're doing is you're teaching kids how to think about this stuff. It doesn't matter that they're learning history. The whole point is they're learning unhistory. They're learning revisionist history. It's not about the math. It's about the questions that they're asked in the math books. It's not 5 + 6. It's you had 5 black people and 6 white people. How many people did the cops pull over? You know, 5, or all the black people got pulled over, or whatever it is. It's going to race bait and teach these kids all the fundamentals, but it's in the entire curriculum. It's in the entire curriculum. Math is taught with this slant. History is taught with this slant. Everything is taught with this slant. So it's the same gender stuff. It's just using a different word. It's the same ideology. It's just about this fat stuff, but it's the same thing.
I haven't seen anybody be mean to fat people. That's good. But gross. Fat phobia can look a lot of different ways. Sometimes it means how the world was built for skinny people, like how fat people can't fit into all airplane seats or roller coasters. Everybody should be able to ride roller coasters.
Why is he, Leslie says this, why is he holding a pillow? Why is he like fondling a pillow? This guy is so creepy. Pretending to be a kid. Why everybody should be able to. This is gross, dude. This is really gross. And you start to realize, okay, there are gay people and there are these people, right, that claim that they're trans and whatnot. You notice how they're always very childish. They're always very immature. Like they just, their growth was stunted because essentially it was with food, with the ideology, the constant fear and the non-belonging and the looking to the state or to a parental figure that doesn't exist, right? They're worshiping this gender god rather than an actual god or, you know, any kind of religion and moral compass. It's just weird. It's weird why it's always like very childish and, yeah, creepy.
Agreed. And sometimes fatphobia looks like doctors who don't listen to fat people and just keep telling them they need to be skinny when there's really something making them sick. But then they won't get better. Exactly. That's not nice, Mr. Brent. I'm going to tell everybody I know.
Oh, that God, I hate better. This guy.
Exactly.
What'd you say?
But then they won't get better. Exactly.
Better? Yeah. He's trying to not talk like a kid or pronounce it. This is gross.
Making them sick. But then they won't get better. Exactly. That's not nice, Mr. Brent. I'm going to tell everybody I know that fat bodies are beautiful. Yes, go off, queen. You better work. Your mouth is making sounds again. After this conversation, practice identifying fat phobia and reminding yourself that all bodies are beautiful. And follow Mr. Brent's bookshelf for more tips and tools.
Okay, see what I mean about the gender? See how it is? See how it's not about the gender, but it is? It's always going to be this manipulation? So you're going to say after the kid asks, if you have this whole conversation, you go, you're talking about this to a kid.
Bodies are beautiful. Yes, go off, queen. You better work.
You have a teacher? And you answer a question, and the teacher goes, yes, you go off, queen, you better work. Bro, what in the fuck, dude? That's super creepy. Super creepy. You don't talk like that to a kid. This is, again, why you need to have mentally stable people teach children. And I've said this before, it's the incest of the education system. It's the incest. You have teachers that were brainwashed since the 60s and the 70s, you know, that have been teaching for 40 years. They grew up in this, you know, Marxist system, because that's the revolution, right? The sexual revolution was literally just a Marxist revolution in the 60s. And then you have all this, you know, you have those teachers that were teaching new teachers that are coming through. And remember, you have these organizations and all like the certain code or the licensing and the certifications and the education system, all the people that were part of the system have grown up, and that's how they're leveraging control. They're leveraging control through them allowing whomever they need to be board certified. It happens with medicine too, or teacher certifications or the administrations and all this different type of stuff. So all this rot, they're now at the top. They're the people that are still alive that are now running it in their 50s, 60s, 70s or 80s or whatnot. And then you have new teachers coming through, and those teachers just, you're in education your whole life. You're in school. You never want to grow up. You never want to get, I'm not saying teachers, right? You've already heard the term, those who cannot do teach. I'm not here to shit on teachers. There's great teachers, but we also know there's a lot of lunatics. The most important thing that I'm saying is we shouldn't have any lunatics teaching. We shouldn't have any lunatics teaching kids. In other words, the most important thing, we shouldn't have like, oh, there's some good teachers out there. I shouldn't have to make that distinction. I'm not talking about all teachers. I'm talking about a lot of them. There are some good teachers. It shouldn't be a small percentage, because it's really a small percentage. Our education system in this country fucking blows. It's a small percentage of teachers that are great. Most of them are not good or don't care. And a growing percentage are fucking mentally insane. So those who can't do teach. And of course we need good teachers. That's why I'm in favor of quality education, but I don't like this education system. You should be educating, you should be educated, but there are many ways to get educated. And there are many ways to get educated about things that'll actually benefit you. There's so many things you learn in school that are fucking worthless. It doesn't teach you how to think. It's so archaic. There's so much shit in school. Today, I cannot imagine going through that boring ass fucking curriculum that I went through. The internet wasn't the way it is today. It's just worthless. You come out of fucking high school and college with no information on how the world functions. You really don't, unless you're doing stuff on your own, unless you're really shadowing, your parents are really close with educating you and they're professionals and they understand how business works and taxes work. And you're taught that by your parents. You're not taught shit. Not taught shit. Not a fucking thing about taxes. Not a real fucking thing about economics. It's really bad. It's so bad. It's so archaic. It's so outdated. It's not. You could learn what you need. You can get the education for you to be so much more prepared in the world. You go to school from when like you're three, you probably only need a couple years. No joke. You need normal education about stuff in the household and around. And then as you get older, an apprenticeship. That's it. What do you like to do? Oh, I love dentistry. Then boom, you should be. Why do you have to go to high school? Why do you have to go to middle school and high school? And then you have to go to college and then you go to dental school. What the fuck what are you talking about? Seriously, what are we doing? Why can't you just go right to that? Why can't you just go into dentistry and learn everything? Do you need to know where fucking Greenland is? Do you need to know like the capital of Iceland to be a dentist? You don't. You can learn these things. I think it's valuable to know, understand the world and stuff, but that doesn't take long. Play some fucking video games that, you know, remember we used to do that? The countries and stuff like that. You don't need your entire life to learn the shit that you go through over and over and over and over again. And guess what? The problem, and I'm going to keep on ranting, the problem is that you're being held back. Now they're getting rid of those gifted classes. That's the worst thing possible. So what you're doing is you're making the smarter kids stupider. You're holding everyone back. You're as strong as your weakest link. So the entire class can't move forward until the stupider kids, just for lack of better terminology, you're holding kids back. You should absolutely allow some kids to excel and to move forward. Like, you should be able to go at full speed. As a child, you should be facilitated and encouraged to go full speed. Now, I think we should have better opportunities, of course, for all levels, for everyone. We need to improve our life and make sure as many people have the same starting point. It'll never be perfect. There are always going to be poor people and people that don't have great opportunities for whatever reason, but we can try to minimize that as much as possible. But kids that are ready to run full speed, let them run full speed as soon as they're ready. There's just such remedial. And the reason why it's boring for most kids is because it's worthless and kids can move faster than that. That's why they have like ADHD. They're fed poison. They're not getting sleep. Their brain is getting short circuited on YouTube and TikTok and stuff like that. And school's boring and worthless and they know it is. So you have to let kids move faster. I learned a fucking thing about business until I started my own. I learned everything. I learned what I needed to. Every time I needed to do something with the business, I need to learn how to do video editing. How do I do that? How to learn video editing. I looked it up and I downloaded a video editor and I played that and did iMovie and Final Cut. And I learned, hey, how do I do this? That's all I just kept on doing. How do I do an edit that does like this? How do I do that? And I watch videos. Oh, that's how I do it. Cool. And then, oh, how do I do a transition like that? Oh, how do I do a cutout and move the mouth? I'm like, oh, I do that. I have to mask that and isolate that and do that in a picture editor and Photoshop. And oh, how do I do this? And then you know how to do it. Hey, what's that? I don't know how to do that. Podcast setup. I didn't know what the fuck this is. Hey, how do I get that so I can not hear certain things? Oh, it's called a noise gate in this. Can I do it with the live streaming? Hey, and you go on Reddit or you go on this message board. Well, people use this. What's that? I click on that. Oh, cool. That's how I plug that in. Oh, let me get that. You save up and I buy that. And then I get this and get that. It's just every time I need to do something, I learned how to do it. And then I did it. And then I know how to do it. It's just silly. In other words, we're optimizing for the weakest link rather than promoting the elites. When I say the elites, like the people that are the smartest. And the thing is, it doesn't mean that like the smartest, it just means that they're the best in that kind of setting, which is crazy because you have a setting, an education system that's completely fundamentally broken. So kids are excelling in a broken system. Okay. They can memorize things better and spit them back to teachers. They take orders better. Fine. Like, okay. It doesn't mean that other kids aren't great. Right? A lot of people that drop out and hate school and stuff like that start their own businesses. I always did average. I didn't excel in school because I was bored. I did the bare minimum and I got decent grades, B's and C's, because I didn't fucking care. It sucked and I didn't want to, nothing caught my interest. When I had to try to do well, you know, after I graduated, I'm like, hey, I might go back to school. I was doing all sorts of stuff, you know, and I was acing my classes because I had a reason to do well. But it was in school. It was awful. You learn by doing. So seriously, if you want to get into podcasting, guess what? Maybe you intern at a place and you learn. Oh, that's how you plug that in. You just learn what you need to learn. You don't need to go to school for engineering. And here's how ohms work. And here's how just learn what you need to do. You need experience. You need experience. I graduated with a 4-year degree and top certifications in the world. And when I went to get my first personal training job, it's like, well, we're looking for someone with more experience. I had the top certifications and all this money and years and time. No one gives a shit. No one gave a shit. That was the first time when I was like, oh, it was like a gut punch. Like, oh, what the fuck did I do all that for? And then I realized once I started, what I do appreciate about college was that I had a lot more free time. It was a waste. I was paying so much money for less education. I just obsessed with the gym. I lived right across from the gym and I just went there all the time. So I really fell in love and I just went all in on training. So I appreciate that I found my direction fundamentally, but what a waste of time. What a waste of time for the degree. What a waste of time. I ended up doing personal training, which was great. I had top certifications, much more than other people, but I could have done that without a college degree. I would have obsessed and learned about the body and personal training. What I need to go to college for? I didn't. Just people went to college. So I just, very silly. Very, very silly to do that and do personal training. It's absolutely not necessary. It was just a fucking waste of time. I'm very resentful in many ways, but I try to look at it as a positive because I did that. I can't go back in the past, but it's very, very, it's nauseating to think how many kids go into college. And they're just, if you're a parent and you're just allowing your kid just to go to college, that is, it's so like, fuck, man, you're walking them into a wood chipper, especially with the idea. So not only are you not learning anything, you're learning garbage indoctrination. You got to be very careful. Very careful. Very careful. Ribic says, outside of law and medicine, most college degrees are dumb. I agree. And I think even law and medicine, does it have to be a degree? Like, it should just be, like, it should be, like, apprenticeship. Like, you should just be able to go right into it. You don't need a four-year degree to go. You know what I'm saying? It's like, what I meant is like, it's almost like law and medicine. Those are almost trade schools, just longer trade schools. It's just the bloat of the current process, the bloat of the current process. What I mean, I don't, and of course, relative to other things. Yeah. If you want to be a neurosurgeon, you need a lot more apprenticing. You need a lot more education. I'm not saying that, but you don't, there's so much stuff that you do, even when you want to be a neurosurgeon, so much stuff that you have to learn that you don't use. I know some of it, people say, well, this just shows that you can handle this and the other. There's a lot of stuff you don't fucking need to know. In other words, you can condense and isolate and remove so many things, even if you're going to be a surgeon. There's so much bloat in the education system for that, that you can get rid of, right? A lot of stuff leading up to it, a lot, and you're like, well, how are you going to determine which one's which or who wants to get into where and what school? I understand, but there's still bloat. And I don't want to go too much more into that, but it's administrative bloat. It's all the DEI stuff. It's the human resource department. And everyone's like, you know, you have a whole department with 20 people to make sure that people use the right fucking pronouns. Like it's, and you're paying for all of that. You're paying more money to give these people a salary for a problem they're not trying to solve. They're trying to exacerbate it. That's why anytime you have these people, you bring these snakes into your organization, they're not there to actually institute, like, oh, we're going to make sure people use, they're going to slow down your system. They're going to clog it up more. They're going to make it more contentious. It makes it worse because they want to make the problem worse because it justifies their position more. They're not trying to solve any problem. You want to bring in someone like, oh, we need to bring in these people for, to make sure that no one gets offended. Good luck with that. You're going to have the most offended people in the on the fucking planet destroying your company. It's letting a fox into the hen house. That's what you're doing. You're just like, hey, come on, you rat, you venomous snake. Come on into our business and just eat it from the inside. All right, transformation video. And then we're going into overtime. Jesus Christ. Okay, I barely caught any of that. I think it's good. I didn't even see it because I was trying to recover from the ears blown out. I'm going to get these videos muted and put in the folder. 162 kilograms down to 87. 75 kilograms down. That's like 100 and what? 70 pounds or 200 pounds? She was a huge.
That's a huge bitch.
It was a huge bitch. And now, fucking fitness athlete. Looking great. Good for you. Good for you. Good for you, gorilla mode. Sweet. Absolutely. Good for you. All right, swole card time. Let's give this away. Hashtag Feff for a chance to win today's swole card. You already dropped it. Let's get the Falcon. And then we're going right into OTZ, my kneesies. You can start heading into the Daily Swole Telegram chat if you're a member. If you're not a member, join us, swolenormousx.com. Join the family. Congratulations. The winner of today's Swole card is GeigerFam22.
Congratulations!
GeigerFam22 sent us an email to support at swolenormous.com. Swole card, 28-91, the subject, your mailing address in the body of the email, and we'll send you this amazing Swole card. Fantastic. And up.
Finish him.
Oh, you can feel it. You can feel it. You can feel the change in the air. You feel that? I know you do. I know you do. Fam, thanks for being here. We are all done. All done for the day. But wait, there's more. We're going into overtime. So make sure you join the fam, swolenormousx.com, and head on into the Daily Swole Telegram chat. We got a brand new Drive Mulganing. We got brand new Balls Deep edits, and it starts in 2 minutes. So it gives you just enough time to switch on over there, pinch your nips, get settled, and get ready for an awesome overtime segment. We'll also have it uploaded into Swole TV. Join Swole Normous X. We got some awesome Summer Swole specials, swolenormousx.com. Join the fam today. Now's the time. You're going to hear a lot about Swole Normous X and the Swole fam in the upcoming weeks because Summer Swole is always a big time to get people changing their lives. Start now. Stop procrastinating. Stop making bullshit excuses. No one cares. Go to the fucking gym and do so with the Swole fam. SwoleNormousX.com. Thanks for being here. We'll be back tomorrow for Swole Slut Saturday. Now it's time for OTZ. Peace, McGee's, Deuce McGoose, your boy, Papa Swolio. Out.